We're going to start this morning, though, with the situation with regards to the now murder investigation into the death of Jamie Carney, the US citizen who's lived in Killarney for the last 5 years. And Garda Síochána continuing to investigate all the circumstances surrounding the discovery of Miss Carney's body at Homelands, just off the Muckless Road in the centre of Killarney, the Homelands Estate housing development in Killarney on Tuesday lunchtime. A post-mortem examination on the remains of Miss Carney was completed by the state pathologist, Dr. Linda Mulligan, yesterday. The results of the post-mortem examination are not being released for operational reasons, but it's widely believed to be a violent death. The investigation as such has now been upgraded to murder. The Gardaí are looking for anyone's assistance in this, and particularly they have narrowed the focus of what they're looking for in terms of people or cars who may have been on the Muckross Road area of Killarney between 11 p.m. on the 6th of July and 5 a.m. on the 7th of July 2026, and who may have had camera footage, including CCTV or dash cam. They're asked to provide this footage to investigating Gardaí, and an incident room has been set up at Killarney Garda Station. The numbers to call again for anyone out there: 064-667-1160, Killarney Garda Station, or the confidential line on 1-800-666-111, or indeed any Garda Station. Investigations are ongoing. The scene remains sealed off this morning. People have been leaving flowers at the front entrance to the estate and to the house. Gardaí have been placing them for people at the front of the house which Miss Carney was living in. Extra reports and new reports coming out from the Irish Times this morning, and the Gardaí announced as well yesterday that they're seeking help in identifying or locating a person who they describe as a person of significant interest in this case, a man of significant interest in this case. But reporting this morning from the Irish Times is suggesting this person of interest may already, and indeed already has, fled the country and could be in Turkey. Just before coming in here this morning, I spoke to Barry Rhodes, Southern correspondent with the Irish Times, and first of all asked him to take me through what he understands the situation is with the location of this particular individual.
Good morning, Gerry. As you say, Gardaí yesterday upgraded the investigation to a murder inquiry that came in foot of the completion of the post-mortem by Dr. Linda Mulligan at University Hospital Kerry. They haven't released the results of that for operational reasons, but it's understood that it's confirmed that, in fact, Jamie Carney did indeed die a violent death. At the same time, Gardaí have been seeking to interview or speak to a person of interest to them. And my understanding is that Gardaí have established that that person left Killarney in the early hours of Tuesday morning, caught a bus from Killarney to Dublin, and then made their way to Dublin Airport, where they then boarded a flight for Turkey and arrived there at some stage later on Tuesday. As listeners will be aware, the crime didn't come to light until around lunch hour, when a family member discovered the body of Jamie Carney, and Gardaí immediately put a call through to colleagues in Cork and Dublin and indeed Kerry Airport as well, and the PSNI in Belfast, to try and monitor any movements at the airport. But it seems that this person may actually have left by that stage, by the time the crime came to light. So now they are liaising with Interpol to try and locate this person. And if they do locate this person, then they face a significant challenge in that under Irish extradition law, a suspect or somebody can only be extradited to Ireland if they are to be charged with an offence or if they have already been sentenced to a jail term. So it's either come back, be charged, be sentenced. They can't be extradited as part of an investigation or for questioning. So what essentially this means is that Gardaí will have to put together a file to the DPP, send that to the DPP, and then they can only seek this person's extradition once they've received a direction from the DPP to charge them with an offence. So it's a challenge for them. Obviously, the investigation is still at a very early stage and it's continuing. My understanding is that the scenes of crime people are still at the house off the Muckross Road, carrying out examination there, and forensics, I think, will play a huge part in this investigation by the Gardaí in Kerry.
Yeah, they will. They've been there for the last number of days now, and the scene continually sealed off. So the understanding would be, Barry, from that they would have to move relatively quickly, in as much as they can, in a very careful investigation, if they were to get a direction to DPP, which would allow any sort of extradition. But I suppose there's the question from that as to, will this man be located? How difficult it might be.
that's the other question then, is again, obviously, Istanbul is a hub. If you lose Turkey, as I say, on Tuesday, so flights out of there, then it's a, you know, it's a, you're looking at a, that in itself is another challenge for on Garda Síochána in terms of where he may have gone from there, or he may still be in Turkey, and obviously Garda liaising with other police forces through Interpol and through Europol will be an important part of this investigation as well. But you know, then you have to put together the case effectively first of all to the DPP before you can hope to bring him back. And we've had that experience here in Cork with a murder some years ago here where a suspect fled the country and went to Romania, and Gardaí had to put together a file and get a directions charge before they're able to go and get that person extradited back here to Cork to serve or to face a charge, face a trial, and they were convicted. But you know, so it's an added complication as well for Garda Síochána in this case.
Yeah, an added complication as to the work that they're doing right now, and they've been, from what I've seen, they've been pretty painstaking in what they've done. Different forensic teams arriving at different times to the scene, and that post-mortem taking place yesterday in University Hospital Kerry.
Yeah, and I think, to be fair as well, it should be recognised that they move very quickly once they discovered that there had been a crime committed, that Jamie Kearney had died violently, in terms of, you know, getting onto airports, ferry ports, endeavouring as quickly as they could to ensure nobody left. But obviously this person of interest in this case had a head start in terms of actually before the crime was
They've narrowed their search in their statement yesterday, Barry, saying they're looking for people who may have been on the road or had dash cam footage or looking at CCTV.
11 p.m.
and 5 a.m. so they've narrowed that window down to 6 hours.
Yeah, and 5 a.m. I think is significant because that really does suggest a very early start. So if you go from 5 a.m. then till 1 p.m. before the crime is reported, that gives the person whatever number of hours, 7, 8 hours. So that's you know, a good head start, shall we say, if somebody wants to try and get out of the country.
Yeah. It's enough of a window to do what looks likely to have happened. What is likely to happen here? That complicating factor you talked about, Barry. It's hard to say, obviously, and maybe we'll get more from Garda Síochána today as to the nature of their murder investigation. But what are we likely to see happen? Do you think, is this going to take a significant period of time?
Yeah, it's an investigation for the long haul. Obviously, they'll be working as quickly as possible to get as much information as they can. And it's interesting in terms of how investigations have changed. I've spoken to Richard Guard here in Cork, and he was thinking to mind that 20 years ago, the first thing that you tended to do was arrest the suspect, whereas now, if there isn't a flight risk, the last thing you tend to do is arrest the suspect. You put your case together so that you have everything to put to them at interview. And that's the sort of ideal scenario. You gather all your evidence, you have your forensics, you have your CCTV, you have your phone activity, you have all that to put them when you arrest them, whereas hitherto for the first thing that Gardaí would have tended to do was arrest somebody. But obviously the nature of investigations has changed as well, in terms of the fact that, you know, have CCTV is playing a huge part in investigations, phone activity is playing a huge part in investigations, and obviously forensics is as well. So they will be working away as diligently and expeditiously as they can to put the file together, but then they have to go and present this to DPP, and then we're looking at a whole legal situation
following on from that.
An extradition situation if they can locate the person of interest for them.
Yeah, and that.
And sorry, that the other factor, of course, is that's provided DPP does direct.
Yes.
A charge as well.
Does decide there's enough there to proffer a charge.
Proper charge. So, I mean, there are a lot of contingencies involved in this. It's at an early stage yet, but I've no doubt that they're proceeding as quickly as they can, and the forensics, I do think, continue will be an important part of
their. Finally, Barry, there's an element here of I know a development yesterday was that this person of interest social media accounts were locked or turned to private at some stage during the day yesterday. There's also an international, obviously there's an international element to this from what you were saying this morning, but an international media element as well. The New York Post is reporting on this one. Newsweek took it up yesterday because Miss Kearney was a US citizen, so there's an international focus on this story.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, but obviously it will, and I suppose, you know, an American woman murdered in Ireland, it obviously will have a, you know, a huge news value stateside, because obviously, you know, it's in one sense, it sort of reminds me a bit of, and obviously every case is separate, but Sophie Toscott-Planter in West Cork had an international international dimension as well, with French reporters coming over here. So, you know, it's another horrible, horrible tragedy within here in Ireland, but with the ramifications abroad, as it were.
Internationally, yeah. Okay, Barry, listen, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us in the programme this morning.
All the best, Jerry. Take care.
That's Barry Roach of the Irish Times with us on the line on the latest on that, that Gardaí believe that the significant person of interest that they're looking for may have fled the country and may be in Turkey. We'll keep an eye and keep a close watch, obviously, on all developments relating to this investigation as it continues. But just to reiterate again, because the investigation is continuing regardless of the possibility and the report there from the Irish Times that the person of interest has left the jurisdiction, that the Gardaí are continuing to look for any help they can get from the public, anyone who was on the Muckross Road in and around that area, particularly on Monday, the 6th of July, 11 p.m. on the 6th of July and 5 a.m. on the 7th of July, and may have camera footage, including CCTV or dash cam from a car or a vehicle, is asked provided to the investigating Gardaí. Anyone with any information outside of that is asked to contact Killarney Garda Station at 0646 667 1160. That's 0646 667 1160. The Garda Confidential Line on 1-800-666-111 or any Garda station. Investigations are continuing to it, and they're appealing for witnesses to the incident to come forward with information to them. If you've reviewed it, get in touch with us on the programme. We'll have more on the way on Kerry Today.